Hey guys, welcome to the Build Success 365 podcast. I am your host, Michelle Norman, and here we're going to tackle important issues for the entrepreneurial mindset, productivity hacks, and ways to improve your life. We're going to do it together, guys. We're going to build success 365. So stay tuned, get yourself a beverage, get yourself a notepad, sit back and relax because it's coming your way now. Hey guys, it's Michelle and welcome back to Build Success 365. It has been a few weeks and we are now in the last week of February. And as some of you know, I reside in Austin, Texas. And yes, we had some extremely weird weather during Valentine's Day that week. We had no electricity, no water, and food was, you know, basically a shortage. We are just now kind of getting back to normal here on February 27th. There's still quite a few things in the stores that are out of stock. But now we're back to our 60 degree weather. Some light storms, but you know, we can handle this. You know, the 6 degrees with 4 inches of snow and no heat. Yeah, that was an interesting experience, that is for sure. So today we're going to talk about assets and liabilities. I was watching a podcast or a YouTube channel of someone and they were talking about when you have a business, you're always going to look at your assets and your liabilities. And in my last podcast, we talked about the three areas of wealth of the wealthy, how they have their earned income, their portfolio income, and their passive income. And in each of those buckets, you have to look at your assets and your liabilities. And assets and your liabilities can also flow into your personal life. Are you in a relationship that is a liability and not an asset? Do you have a network of friends who are more of a liability than an asset? Are you yourself more a liability or an asset to your own success? I know for me personally, I'm both. I am an asset and a liability. I have a lot of skills, I have education, I have monetizable skills that I can use every single day to make money, but on the other hand, I have a lot of self-doubt, self-confidence issues, I have that imposter syndrome issue is a really huge thing for me, and I know a lot of people suffer from that, where we don't feel like we're quite good enough. Even though we have the skills, we have the experience, we have the education, we compare ourselves to other people and always feel like we're a fraud, that people are gonna realize we're really not that good. You know, we're not experts at everything. But here's the thing, nobody is perfect. Nobody is an expert at everything. I don't care how good you are in your field, most fields do not stay stagnant. You know, if you're in the medical field or the technology field, you know that technology and the medical world is an ever constant changing world. Every single day there's a new technology, there's a new medical breakthrough. It is impossible to be 100% perfect at everything. But we feel like sometimes that we're supposed to know everything and be perfect, and so we feel like we're not good enough. And that's what imposter syndrome is. And I know I have that a lot. I'll look at jobs on Fiverr and I'm like, oh yeah, I can do this, no problem. And then I start to doubt myself, like, what if they don't like my work? What if I don't do a good job? You know what I mean? We always have those self-doubts. And guess what? It's going to happen. You're going to come across an employer or a client or a customer who, quite frankly, maybe they're just not going to like you. Maybe they're not going to like your product, your service, your course, your work, your designs. That's okay because you cannot please everybody 100% of the time. You are going to have a client who's going to bitch and moan and groan and want their money back or say you didn't do it the way that I envisioned it to be, even if you followed all of the directions. It happens. And so you can't blame yourself all the time if you can't make someone happy. But a lot of times we internalize that as it's our fault, we're not good enough. So we carry around a lot of self-doubt and the imposter syndrome, and we sabotage ourselves a lot of times from being successful. So if that is one of your liabilities that you are carrying around with you, you need to stop it. You need to break that habit of having negative self-talk. Negative self-talk is also a liability that a lot of people have, and it's normal. It is a normal human condition to have negative self-talk, but it's something that we all need to learn to get out of the habit of doing. We need to focus on our assets and decrease our liabilities. So how do we do that? If you're in your earned income bucket and you're not making enough money at your current job, you reach the glass ceiling, you've gone as high as you can go, and you're no longer going to get really promotions. You know, every year you're going to get your little 3% raise, maybe a little bonus, but that's it, right? There's nowhere else to go. You have to ask yourself now, is this job still an asset to me, or is it actually a liability? You know, yes, you have your asset of making a paycheck, and you're paying your bills, and you have a 401, and you have benefits. Maybe you like your job, you like your employer, the people you work with. Those are all wonderful assets. But what are the liabilities of that job? That you're not growing, that you're never going to make more money, that you're not going to challenge yourself in a new area. What happens when you get yourself to a certain point in your career and you can't go anywhere else? You have to ask yourself, in that earned income, do you need to create a side hustle? Do you need to get a new job? Or are you just 100% satisfied in that one area and you don't want to change anything? And if that is you, that is 100% awesome. If that's where you are in life, you're just 100% satisfied and you don't feel like you want to be challenged or you need to be challenged or you need to grow because you've reached the level of what works for you, then that's totally fine. Then that job is 100% an asset with no liability. Now, my sister, she works in the medical field and she was very successful, worked for the highest, you know, the president of a hospital, but she had gotten to the point where her job, she was no longer growing. She couldn't go any higher than what she was. She wasn't making enough money and it wasn't challenging anymore because she had been doing it for 10 plus years. So she decided to get a new job where she's making a ton more money and she has a lot more options to grow within this new company. So she now took that liability from her old job and now has a positive asset in her new job. So some of you listening have to ask yourself, you know, in your earned income bucket, are you living in an asset-filled job or is there a lot of liabilities? And sometimes maybe they're neck and neck, you know, but let's be real. A job should be more than a paycheck. It should be more than just a way to pay your bills. I've had plenty of jobs where I was like, look, it's just a job. I go there Monday through Friday, and at 5 o'clock, I clock out, I go home, I leave my job there, and every 2 weeks, I get a paycheck. And that was fine for me because I didn't care about the job. The job was just a necessity. It was a little asset that paid my bills so I could have, you know, an apartment and a car and food. But I was always either going to school or running a business, a side hustle. I always had something outside of my job. So you have to ask yourself, is your current position an asset or a liability? And if it's more of a liability, or maybe they're neck and neck and you don't think, you know, you're not happy there and you don't think you're going to grow, then you need to ask yourself, do you need to get a side hustle? Do you need to get another job? How are you going to grow this bucket of your earned income into a positive asset and start decreasing the amount of your liabilities? Now let's talk about our portfolio liabilities and assets. You know, this week has not been great in the stock market, and I'm a cryptocurrency girl. I've lost a lot of money. It's been all, liabilities this week. But you have to ask yourself, are you saving for your future? Do you have a retirement account? Do you have your emergency fund? Do you have a savings account? Do you have money for a rainy day? So if you don't have a lot of assets in your portfolio, maybe you need to look how you're spending your money, how you're investing your money. You know, I never had a savings account until about 10 years ago. That's extremely embarrassing, but it's 100% true. I was not good at managing my money. I was horrible. But over the last 10 years, I've realized the power of good credit and the power of actually knowing where every dollar goes and how to invest your money and how to save your money. And it gives you a sense of security. So if you're a person who does not have a financial portfolio, that's okay, because you could easily just start saving money. You start paying down your debt. You can start looking into Roth IRAs, 401ks, lots of different financial arenas that you can get into. You don't have to do the stock market, but again, if you're trying to build up your portfolio wealth, start with paying down your debt and saving for a rainy day. Having an emergency fund is an asset that every single person, especially in the times that we're living in, should have. You know, when the big real estate boom hit in the early 2000s, I think it was around 2007, that was a huge wake-up call, because people were living well beyond their means. They had these mortgages that were just ridiculous. They couldn't afford. People were charging. They had all these car payments. People were out buying stuff they really couldn't afford. And then when everyone lost their houses, when everyone started going into foreclosure, everyone started losing their jobs, they realized they had so much debt, and they were upside down on mortgages because they were living in houses they really should never have gotten. They were living in excess, and a lot of people lost everything. And that was a very important lesson for a lot of us to learn. And now that we're going through this pandemic, a year into it almost, next month will literally be a year that we kind of started with this whole, COVID-19 mess. A lot of us are still, not employed, or maybe you're not working for the same company, or you're working from home, or you took a pay cut, or, we're just living in a different world, than we were in March of 2020 compared to now. We have a new normal. So a lot of us have had to scale back and realize on, what is important. I don't wear my jewelry. I don't leave my house. I wear sweats all day now. We don't live in the same world where everyone got dressed up and got in a car and drove to an office. A lot of people are working from home now, so you don't need to have all the fancy designer clothes and designer bags and the big fancy car that's literally sitting there and barely driving. I barely drive anymore, right? We're living in a different world where material objects are just not as important as they used to be. So now here we are in our new normal. And so hopefully your spending habits are better. I know mine sure are. And we're focusing on the future, on security, on taking care of our health and taking care of our family. So when it comes to your portfolio, hopefully you are saving and you're not acquiring a lot of debt. I am working on paying down my debt. That is one of my goals for 2021. I don't want to have any more credit card debt. There's nothing worse than having to pay hundreds of dollars a month on credit cards for purchases you made 2, 3, 4 years ago. I hate owing people money. When I was a young person, I didn't care. I was like, yeah, whatever, just charge it. But when you get older and you realize how hard you work for your money and how things are so much more expensive, it's like, oh my God, that $100 payment to Visa, I could have invested $100 in crypto. That $100 I wasted going out to dinner and the movies, I could have put into a Roth IRA. You start realizing how valuable your time and your money is. And wasting money on, stupid purchases from 2 or 3 years ago with like a 20%+ interest rate tacked onto it, I don't ever want to have credit card debt again. Once I pay these off, I want one credit card for emergencies, and that's it. So I'm working on my portfolio of getting rid of debt, saving money for a rainy day, and having more assets than I do liabilities. Because, you know, the amount of bills you have, you know, versus the amount of investments, they're kind of neck and neck right now. So if you're that person who doesn't have good credit, you don't have an emergency fund, you have a lot of debt, this would be a great time for you to work on your portfolio, paying down your debt, putting money in savings, and maybe start investing in your retirement for your future. Because I have to tell you guys, you know, I'm having a really big birthday in April, which is borderline depressing, but I'm also happy and lucky to be making this birthday. But at the same time, I'm really mad at myself for not focusing, you know, 10 years ago. If I would have really gotten serious about my portfolio wealth 10 years ago, I would be in such a better position than I am right now. I'm having to start from scratch, and it's scary, but there's a lot of people like me who are in my age bracket who just didn't plan for the future. And you can't depend on the government. I mean, I think we all know that by now. You cannot depend on the government and your little Social Security check in the future to take care of you. And there are so many people, guys, so many people who just wake up one day and they're 65 and they don't have a pot to pee in. You know, this broke my heart the other day. I had a DoorDash order to my door. No, it wasn't DoorDash. It was Instacart. It was a grocery order. And I had a huge order. Heavy stuff like water, cat litter. I mean, stuff that I was just too lazy myself to carry up a little flight of stairs. And I happened to open up the door and I saw the gentleman who was delivering it. And he was like, thank you. He was in his 60s. And I saw this little old man. And I know he had to make at least two or three trips to deliver my groceries. And you guys, it broke my heart. Literally broke my heart. I saw this older man carrying up my groceries and I felt so guilty, so entitled that this poor man had to go carry up my little groceries because I was just too lazy to do it. But I gave him a good tip. But you guys, a 65-year-old man, in my opinion, should not be doing that kind of job. He should be off living his best life. And it broke my heart. And it was a wake-up call. I don't want to be 65 having to go deliver someone's groceries and up the stairs with heavy stuff. I want to be financially stable to where I can be like, both of my parents are very comfortable in their retirement age. So I just always assume that other people are, but they're not. And I don't know his exact age, I'm just assuming, but it broke my heart to see an older gentleman. He was struggling to walk up the stairs, and it broke my heart. So if you're that person who's over 40, over 50, over 60, and you don't have a financial plan, this is really, really the time that you need to focus on building up your assets and start, you know, getting rid of those liabilities in your portfolio bucket. And I'm with you. Okay, I'm working my butt off for the next 20 years trying to make it to where I can live a good retirement because I don't want to have to struggle. And there's so many people on Social Security, they count their pennies and medicine is expensive. And it's just sad. It is just so, so sad. I could go on and on. But honestly, that was just such a sad thing for me to see. And I realized that if I don't do something, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to be that person, and I don't want to be that person. So if you're that person who, you know, you fooled around and you just didn't pay attention, and you wake up one day and you're 50 or you're 40 or 35 or 60 and you need to get serious, the good news is there are so many ways you can make money very easily for yourself as an entrepreneur, a freelancer, a side hustle. There are so many ways, guys, that you can catch up very quickly. But you have to make a plan for yourself. You have to make a plan. But the good news is anyone could start anywhere. And a lot of things can happen for a lot of people. So please don't take this as a negative talk because I am planning to build the heck out of my portfolio over the next 10 years, guys. And I know you guys can do it too. So if you're in your portfolio wealth and it's not looking great, just make a plan for yourself, guys. And like I said, you can do it. And the last one is the passive income. I have a little bit of affiliate marketing going for me right now, but I definitely want to build up the passive income. And so if you are a person who doesn't have retirement and you don't have an emergency and you missed the boat on a lot of stuff, building up passive income is probably one of the best things you can do, because you can still work your job or jobs and then still have another income coming in. So for me, this is another area that I'm really trying to ramp up for myself. And I have a goal that I'm working on, a project that I will be releasing this weekend. I'm going to make myself do it, and I'm going to get on the road to building a really good stream of passive income. Now, a lot of times it's hard for people to start. You know, being an entrepreneur, even if it's just a side hustle, it is really hard to start. It's really hard to start. When you get a job, it's always super easy. When you start working at a job, it's super easy. You like your job, you're new, they don't expect a lot, you go get your paycheck, you get a training period for the next year or so, it's pretty easy. But this is what happens. When you get a job, it's always easy to work for someone in the beginning, and over time, it gets harder to work for those people. When you start a business or a side hustle, it's always extremely difficult in the beginning, and it gets easier over time. That's why a lot of people, when they went to go start a business online or a side hustle, they quit. They give up very quickly. Why do they do that? They give up because it's hard. It's hard because it's new. You're on your own. It's frustrating. It's time consuming. There's a big learning curve. You might have to put in some money. So a lot of people, when they find it's a little difficult, they immediately quit. But if they just would have held on long enough to have built the right foundation and got it started the right way, once you start, it is so much easier to keep going. But it's the beginning process that's really hard. And that's why a lot of people fail in the first 6 months, because it's hard. But once you set it up, especially for a passive income stream like affiliate marketing, once you set up that funnel and you learned how to do the funnel and you found the product you wanted and then you found some really affordable ways to market the product, once you get it set up, you can duplicate that funnel with multiple products, and then you just have to do the little marketing part. But once you get it going, guys, it really can be autopilot. I'm getting paid for stuff on videos I did years ago on YouTube, links that are on my blog from years ago. Every single month, I get money from Amazon, and I'm doing zero effort. But back then, I just put the links up and I marketed it, but I'm still making money from it. So if you're someone who doesn't have a passive income, this would be a great time to start. And there are so many options, guys, that don't take a lot of money. Some of them you could do 100% for free. It will take some time and effort. I'm not going to tell you that it's just super easy. You threw up a link and you made $1 million. Like, those types of people really annoy me, because it's not true. It takes a little bit of work. If you're not a technical person, it might be a little hard for you. But the good news is there are so many systems that are almost done for you. There are so many free tutorials on YouTube. You literally can teach yourself anything you want to learn online almost for free. Almost for free. If you're willing to put in a little bit of effort and just rip off the Band-Aid and do it. Because I know for myself, I'm a very technical person. I can build websites, I can do social media marketing, I can write, you know, content, I can do ads, I can do videos, I can do podcasts, but I hate funnels, hate building funnels. It's like I put up a mental block. It's not complicated, but I make it complicated because I hate doing it. It's almost like building a funnel is almost up there with Excel spreadsheets. You know, those formulas that you have to do, literally hate those. And the reason why I hate those is because I'm not good at them and I don't understand them. and I can't do them and I hate them. So building a funnel and Excel spreadsheet with formulas are literally two things I absolutely hate doing. 100%. I'll build you a website before I'll do a stupid spreadsheet. I'll build you a website or make you a graphic before I'll do a damn funnel. But funnels are very important for passive income and for affiliate marketing and for any business. It's very important to do it, but it's so tedious. It's tedious, but it's important. So I know I put up a huge mental block for myself and I put things off and I procrastinate like crazy. That is one of my liabilities. Procrastination, overthinking, overcomplicating. Believe me, I can turn the simplest thing into the most complicated thing in 2 seconds or less. So those are my personal liabilities I have to work through in order to be successful. It's not going to happen if I just want to dream it into existence. Even if I want to say positive affirmations, you still have to build it before you can get people to go there, you know? So I'm doing that for myself this weekend. I am ripping the Band-Aid off. I'm blocking out about 2 hours and I'm making myself work on my passive income because it's just ridiculous. I'm mad at myself for wasting time. So if you're that person and you have a liability of procrastination, overthinking, making things complicated, maybe you're too distracted, you know, you're on TikTok, put your phone away. Block out just like an hour or two of time and work on what you need to work on. Life is hard enough. We don't need to make it harder with our distractions and our procrastination. So those are the three buckets, you know, that we talked about building wealth for ourselves. And you have to go into each of those buckets and weigh in your liabilities and your assets. Now, when it comes to you personally and to your relationships, you also need to weigh in your liabilities and your assets. Are you your worst liability? You know, and if you are, you need to list them and start eliminating them. Start building up your assets over your liabilities. Get rid of your credit. Get rid of your, you know, that debt that's carrying you around month after month. Start working on paying down your debt. If you don't have enough skills to get the job that you need to start teaching yourself those skills. If you have to go to night school, online school, start watching YouTube videos, whatever it is, start building up your assets, your monetizable skills, your marketing skills, your networking, paying down your debt, putting money in your emergency fund. Those are all positive assets that you can start lining up and get rid of your procrastination, your self-doubt, your negative self-talk, your credit card debt, student loan debt. Start working on them. You're going to feel so much better when you're your own best asset instead of your own worst liability. We're living in a world that's very uncertain, so we don't need to have all these negative things that we keep carrying around with us. Get rid of it. If you're in a toxic relationship, maybe it's time for you to think about getting out of it. If you're in a toxic friendship, maybe you need to not be around that person. If you're at a toxic job, maybe it's time for you to move. You need to line things up for yourself so you're not in a position where people, jobs, or situations have control over you. There's nothing worse than being trapped in a negative situation. If you're in a bad marriage and you don't have any money in the bank, you have bad credit, they're the breadwinner, you don't have a way to get out, you need to start making a plan for yourself. If you're at a bad job that you absolutely hate, but you don't have any money in the bank and you're in debt to your eyeballs and you have to find a job that pays you the same or more, start paying down your debt. Start putting money in the bank. Give yourself a way out. So even if you have to take a pay cut to just get the heck out of that job, do it. Because you can always build your way up. But sometimes leaving is the hardest part. And sometimes people know they have that you know, control over you and they use it to manipulate you. Don't get yourself in a situation where you're backed into a corner and you're just surrounded by all of your liabilities. Give yourself a safety net. Start building up your assets. Take care of yourself and don't let people put that on top of you. because people will do that to you. I've been backed into so many corners because of my own stupidity. I made myself a victim. Don't do it. Empower yourself and align your bank accounts and align, you know, your skill set. Take care of yourself and start preparing for your future. Create assets and eliminate your liabilities. The world, guys, is a beautiful place and it's full of so many opportunities, even in this pandemic. There are so many online opportunities out there for you. You just have to be willing to go out there and work on them. And I'm here for that, guys. I am 100% here for you. I have some amazing guests coming up in March that are going to teach you a lot of valuable skills to build your assets and work on your financial portfolios and build up your freelancing and your passive income. I have my new YouTube website that talks about cryptocurrency and how to make money from home. The link is in the bio, so make sure, guys, you check out the new YouTube channel. My new website is launching with some free resources for you. So, guys, I appreciate you guys stopping by the podcast. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you. And make sure you check out all of those links below. And as always, guys, have an awesome day.